A national movement to curb the use of plastic bags has been gaining steam since 2007. Since then, nearly 250 cities and counties across the country have passed laws that ban or tax them. A city in northwest Arkansas is exploring what it would take to join those ranks. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek spoke with Teresa Turk, Fayetteville City Council member for Ward 4, about her proposal to take on single-use plastics.
A few weeks ago, the Fayetteville City Council voted to stop using city money to buy styrofoam products. Now, there's conversation about extending regulations to citywide use of styrofoam and plastic bags. Nothing voted on yet except for a resolution of intent. Can you tell us what that means?
So the city council members sort of said to the city government, hey, we'd really like you to study this issue of a citywide styrofoam ban, of looking at plastic straws, of looking at plastic bags. So whether to do a fee-based or actually just an outright ban. So this is really asking the city staff to go and do some research on what would work well for Fayetteville. There's about at least 200 or 300 other cities across the country and across the world that have done these kind of bag fees or bag bans or eliminated or some measure to eliminate and reduce plastic. So I think there's a wealth of information out there. And it would be great for the sustainability group and the solid waste group to go in and kind of take a look at the latest information and the latest studies that have been done and see, again, what would work best for our community. Let's don't just follow what other cities have done necessarily. Let's do something that works for us. And maybe what they've done is the right fit for us. But, I'm kind of a geek scientist. And so I like to see a lot of research and information and that sort of thing so that I can make an informed decision. And I think my other fellow city council members feel the same way.
So would this be a good time for residents to chime in? Do you want to hear some feedback at this point?
We're definitely looking for feedback, for sure. We want to make sure and understand what the limitations are. Why have local businesses not already implemented reusable bags or compostable containers or taken some other measures? So what's been the obstacle? And, maybe there's some really creative solutions that nobody's thought about before. I mean, this town is full of interesting and well-educated and dynamic, creative people. So we would love to hear back from the citizens, from the residents about their ideas.
So why do you think that the city needs to step in on this issue and maybe develop some sort of rules?
Well, unfortunately, the work that I've seen suggests that volunteer measures are not enough. If everybody just went ahead and did it, like if I went to a restaurant and didn't eat all of my food and wanted a doggy bag to take home, and all the restaurants had compostable or reusable containers, awesome. No need to create legislation. I don't want to create any regulation or legislation if we don't have to. But that's not what the current data that I've read shows. Plastic, in my opinion, is very bad for the environment. You know, we've got huge plastic areas in the middle of the Pacific. I mean, huge, plastic zones, big jars full of plastic that are floating around our fish. We've got, that plastic breaks down into tiny little particles, and it's actually absorbed and consumed by fish. That ends up in our food chain. And then look at all the information on the whales that are beaching themselves. And why are they dying on the beach? Well, they open their stomach contents, and almost all of them are full of plastic. And that, to me, we're just destroying our other animals on this planet. But we have the intelligence and the foresight and the ingenuity to stop that, to fix this problem now that we know about it, now that we are aware about it. And Fayetteville has always been the first city in Arkansas to do a lot of innovative things. To my knowledge, no other city has enacted any kind of legislation reducing or eliminating or incentivizing the reduction of plastic. So let's get out in front. Let's be the leader again. Let's start a trend in Arkansas. Let's get everybody on the bandwagon, and let's reduce our state plastic use, single use, and consumption.
So what about businesses that say it's too expensive to switch to these alternatives, especially if they had to.
Well, that's why we're asking city staff to do that sort of research. We have an environmental educator, outreach educator, and I know that she's working on alternatives to see how much they cost. There's been some studies done that show that it's neutral, that it doesn't cost any more. We just need, and in some cases, it's actually less. So we need to find the right distributors. We need to make it very easy for our local small businesses to make that conversion and figure out how to help them. Let's don't ask them to do all the research. Let's do it on a front end, be able to provide them the information and let them make those informed decisions.
Is there any kind of timeline at this point on this resolution of intent?
Well, we haven't really set a timeline. I personally don't want this to really drag on. I would like to see something back in 6 months if the staff can accomplish that, if that's not too strict of a timeline, so that we can come back, take a look at the report, take a look at the results that they found, and actually move forward with the city council, figure out which way to go and what seems to fit best for Fayetteville.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate you stopping by the studio.
Thank you for inviting me.
That was Teresa Turk, Fayetteville City Council member for Ward 4, speaking with Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek.